Eighth grade.
How about your father?
Third.
Okay, what about your father's occupation?
He was a carpenter.
And your mother?
Well, she worked, worked in a hospital at Jacksonville, and then she has worked as a cook at the YMCA on 7th and Broadway. Then she worked for the Goss family for about 12 years as a maid. But most of her work was done in cafe,
Do you
in
know,
cafeteria.
Do you know where her parents were from?
I don't know where her mother was from, but her father was from Georgia.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How about your father's parents?
Well, I don't know where my father's parents were from, but anyway. And I don't know where his mother was from, but his father was kind of sorry sad because he gave my father away when he was a baby. That's one reason his education wasn't any better.
Right. So that would not be the kind of thing anybody would have kept up with where he was
this
from.
This is true. Because he was the kind that would raise goats, you know, and just things like that. He really didn't do anything that constructive.
So then you were just a year old when you said when you came home from Mama. And so would you say, thinking about Little Rock and North Little Rock, I can't really separate them very well. They're sort of
just cross the bridge,
yeah,
the only difference
that's the
in
only
them.
Difference. I can't really tell them apart. Well, like thinking about Little Rock now versus Little Rock then when you were growing up, has it grown a lot?
Yes, it has grown an awful lot. In fact, both North Little Rock and Little Rock.
And any other, what other kinds of changes, I guess, would you say that that you've seen?
Well, I've noticed opportunities for black people, because at the time that I was going to Grace Business College, I really didn't want to work as secretary, because you'd be only working for a black doctor, maybe getting paid about $12 a week by the time you buy your lunch and keep your upkeep up. You wouldn't realize anything out of it, so therefore you found yourself better off doing cafeteria work for probably about $18 a week. And getting your meals free, at least you could say I got $15 cleared instead of working as a secretary for a black doctor and clearing 10 or maybe less. Having to pay for your transportation, so you just say, well, there's no use to even working as a secretary. Because I would have been much better off when I first came out of Griggs Business College if I had gone on into the field that I was in instead of doing something different, you know, like waiting tables.
Yeah.
Because this is something you go over every day and then you get more used to it. And it's so much better. Mm-hmm. So things have changed now. If you go to school for something and if you're qualified, you can get a job for this, and at that time you could be qualified and you couldn't. But the only time a black could do was teach school, and they couldn't have everybody teaching school. So you really didn't feel like education was too, you know, important, because you were just limited to certain things because of the color of your skin.
But you did it anyway, though. You went to the business school.
Well, this is the reason my mother father didn't have any education. The average, you know, black, that when they didn't have any education, they want their kids to have more than what they had.
So,